We're speaking with Ann Serling, daughter of Rod Serling, in the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio. Welcome, Ann.
Thank you so much, John.
We're thrilled that you came to Cincinnati to participate in our adaptation of O'Toole from Moscow.
I'm honored to be here, as my dad would have been.
So what was it like to hear your father's words come to life nearly 60 years after the one and only broadcast of O'Toole from Moscow?
It was magical, actually, to read that script and imagine my father writing them and hearing things that he used to say, like, give me a stick and I'll beat it to death. And it was just something I know that he would have been tickled by, that after all these decades, his writing, that has reappeared.
Now, some people might be surprised by O'Toole from Moscow because it's a comedy, since your father is best known for The Twilight Zone and these various serious dramas with metaphors about social issues still relevant today. But he did a number of comedy and lighthearted things, did he not?
He did do a few comedies. Yeah, there was one with Carol Burnett. I think it was called Cavalier is Coming or something like that. But primarily, yeah, they were serious stories.
He did Old MacDonald Had a Curve and a couple of baseball themes. They seemed to be the lighthearted ones. Talk a little bit about his love of baseball.
He loved baseball, and I have a vivid memory of driving in the car with him, and he'd be listening to the radio and smoking away and slapping the steering wheel about certain plays, and all of us would jump.
A Dodgers fan?
He was absolutely a Dodgers fan. He also bet, a lot of betting with his friends.
So this would be in L.A. after the Dodgers and your family had moved to L.A.?
Right, in L.A.
So O'Toole from Moscow starts with the Brooklyn Dodgers and Ebbets Field. Then it comes to Cincinnati. And that's because your father started his career here in Cincinnati. He came to WLW after graduating from Antioch College in 1950 and worked for WLW Radio and TV. In 2013, you published a memoir called As I Knew Him, My Dad, Rod Serling. What are your favorite memories of your father writing and creating some of his iconic TV shows?
Well, my dad originally had an office in the downstairs of our house, and then he built a study in the backyard. And it was quite clear that to us as kids that when my dad was writing, we were not supposed to go out there. But I've always said that I always felt my dad was very available. And every day after school, we'd play a game of basketball. And when my dad wasn't in the office, you know, we always had dinner together. And I remember him in the morning drinking black coffee before he'd go out to the office. And often I would know when he was writing in his head because he would get an expression on his face. And it was clear that's where he was.
So when he wasn't working, when he wasn't at the typewriter, tell us a little about what he was like as a person, as a father.
Well, that was one of the reasons I wrote my book, because I wanted, there had been some things said that he was this dark, tortured soul. And my father was actually the polar opposite of that. He was brilliantly funny, a practical joker, silly, just not at all that dark image in black and white walking across that soundstage.
So here's what I really want to know. The Twilight Zone was steeped in so moral lessons and social observations. So what were dinner conversations like at the Serling home?
Very silly. Very silly. My mother, I think, had an idea that, well, the Kennedys used to talk about current events, and my mother thought, well, we should do that too. But usually these conversations would just dissolve into funny things and silly things. And
this practical joker side of his, the silly side of his, did that ever show up in any of his shows, any of his scripts?
I wouldn't say in the script, certainly in the bloopers.
So The Twilight Zone has always been on the air somewhere since it premiered in October 1959. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Do you ever think about that? Can you even comprehend that since it premiered in October 1959? That's absolutely amazing. So you ever think about this, that this show's been on the air for 60 years continuously?
I do think about that, and no one would have been more surprised than my father that it's lasted all these years. And I think it's because he dealt with moral issues that are still, you know, like prejudice and scapegoating, and still so relevant and sadly prevalent today.
And now a new audience can enjoy his O'Toole from Moscow, which was only broadcast once, of all places, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday in December.
And thank you, John, for bringing it back.
So I don't know how many people watch the NBC at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, December 12th, or when this originally aired. But we'll do our best here to share this delightful Rod Serling comedy with the widest audience possible. And thank you very much for participating in our revival of O'Toole from Moscow.
Thank you so much.
For Cincinnati Public Radio, this is John Kieswetter.